Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Macy's, what you mean? They be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. I'll take it up personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
Keon Coleman talking about his jacket. He was ready. Thought it was cold here, right? Must have been it. Pack the winter coat.
Yeah.
At his introductory presser.
He's a character.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Monday. The draft in the books. All these teams, you know, congratulations to all 32 teams to get the guys that they thought they can't believe they're all there. Everybody got everybody they wanted. And the Bills have Keon Coleman and a draft class with some offensive linemen, some defensive role players that hopefully can grow into bigger and better players. A defensive end that has had a lot of sacks, kid from Troy, and defensive tackle in the third round. So like they kind of did what we thought they would do, except only one receiver.
We thought there'd be another.
We thought there'd most certainly be two.
And there was a point, though, maybe when was this, like the sixth round? I think it was like in the sixth round. They had three picks left, maybe, where I thought to myself, I wasn't even watching the draft at that point. I was keeping track of it, but I wasn't watching it. I hope they don't take one here.
Yeah.
I'd rather spend the next month or two thinking about, even if it's not, you know, Ayuk, if it's Beckham, if it's some low-level free agent, I'd rather think about them signing a guy like that than have to hear about why their seventh-round pick is going to suffice the depths of their receiving corps.
Well, they're going to go through that this offseason. I mean, that's what this training camp is going to be about, Justin Shorter and KJ Hamler.
Well, I guess actually, now that I'm saying this, the Beckham-level free agent, did they already do it with Quintez Cephas?
No.
Are we going to be talking about him?
Beckham's a much higher-level free agent than
Quintez Cephas. Like, is that their move?
No.
Like, is this the receiver group they're going to take to camp?
They'll add another one. Maybe that's, I don't know, DJ Chark?
You do not like him.
He's bad. he's not good. So, right. We'll see. Brian in Arcade. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. I'm seeing a lot of analysis. So this is a B. This is a solid player. And, yeah, individually, if you look pick by pick, yeah, the players are picked in about the round that they were going to be picked in. So no gigantic reaches. So if you went strictly on the player by player, sure, it's a B. This is a gigantic F. Where is all the playmaking? You have the best quarterback in the history of this franchise, and you just pass on all these receivers. And you pick a guy who can't separate. Great. You took one receiver, golf clap. You did it, guys. Unbelievable how we just passed. Third round comes by. Ugh, we have no running back. We have no backup. Okay, we'll just wait for Dwayne Wright to come off from Tennessee. And now you're down in the second cut of running backs and the third cut of running backs. And like Joe said, it gets apparent like fifth, sixth round. Oh, no, we got to have that backup linebacker instead of a receiver. So you watch Franklin go off the board. You watch Javon Baker go off the board. And that's like tick, tick, tick. Okay, you're not going to get anybody now. Even that guy from like Southern Missouri State, they didn't get it. They didn't get him either. They just passed on him too. Gigantic F. And here's the other thing. If this was like Bean talks, oh, I got to have that third rounder. Just eating him alive. Got to have that third rounder. And what do? We took up a backup defensive tackle from Duke. Passed up any of the skill position talent there. No speed on this team at all. 4.38 running backs. San Francisco took a running back right behind where we took Guerrero or whatever his name is, 4-3-3. There's no playmaking. Josh, good luck, man. You're going to have to do everything in these playoff games. He's going to have to do everything, play perfect, and then get told, like, ooh, you had a pick. Ooh, can't be Pat Mahomes. It's a joke. And here's the other thing, guys, last thing. In Buffalo, we know we have a problem with talent in this town. How much longer before Allen goes, I give up? Like, they haven't been able to build an elite offense. You could have had Worthy and Mitchell. And you come out with Keon Coleman. You trade out. That's the guy you picked, the 12th best receiver in the class. Cool, man. I mean, gigantic F, regardless of what the pundits say, and you give him a B by positional value. It's an F.
Thanks, Brian.
On that last point, I think Bean and maybe also Coleman said this, that Allen wanted Coleman.
Yeah.
So on that front.
They already have a relationship.
Yeah. So Allen's not going to be upset by this. In any way, at least not, you know, in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, they did. It was the hardest draft to like that included a receiver with their first pick.
Because they only took one.
They traded down with Kansas City.
Yeah.
And it, for me personally, it was the one I think I wanted the least. I could not have dreamed of a draft class that would have been harder to like. That featured a receiver with the first pick. But they did. That was the Allen class for me. I mean, this doesn't have to go the same way. But I was the approach I'm taking is what I took with that class, which was Allen is not the quarterback I wanted, but they needed to draft a quarterback. And that's where I'm at a little bit right now, which is Coleman is not the receiver I wanted, but they needed to draft a receiver.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's funny. One of the most interesting things to me, Joe, I think, is the trade down, trade up idea. The number of times it was just mentioned that the Bills traded down and added picks, and they did not do that. At no point did they add any picks.
Mm-hmm.
They shuffled picks, right? They trade down four spots or five spots in the first round with Kansas City, and they move up 40 spots in another round, 60
that's
spots.
That's where the caller's talking about
right.
The tackle.
So yeah. To me, and this is what's really interesting about this draft and what the Bills are – what Bean's strategy is in the draft. He also said he wanted to trade up for Cole Bishop, and he was trying to. And he would have been happy to give a fourth rounder to get up higher to take Cole Bishop. So there's almost a point where we're going to talk with Mike Shope today at 9 o'clock because I wanted to get Mike on because I've listened to the afternoon show, and he is the champion of trading down. Do you get credit for trading down when you just use it to move up in other rounds? Because that's what the Bills did. They didn't really trade down and add pieces. The traditional trade down route that people love is, hey, yeah, you can move up five spots and we'll take a pick from you because more picks are better. The Bills didn't come away with more picks. They came away with different picks.
Mm.
And then they tried to trade up while having those different picks.
Right.
So are you a smart franchise because you traded down in the first round and that's really good, even though you were about to give a fourth-round picker a fourth-round pick right back to go get Cole Bishop in the second? Because for me, I mean, I just think when the Bills trade down, I don't think it's process more picks. I think it is consistently we didn't have anybody at that spot we really wanted. Like, we kind of got crossed up. The board didn't fall our way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like to me when they trade down. And they've done it twice now, one for Keon Coleman, one for James Cook. So I don't know.
Yep.
That doesn't have to be right. But to me, there's a little takeaway that they never trade down. And they don't do it. In this case, they did not do it for more picks. They thought the meaty middle of the third and the fourth would be a better draft. And that's why they wanted that third round pick.
Yep.
So it's just interesting about, do you get credit for trading down when you trade down just essentially to trade up?
Yeah. They also, you know how long it's been since a seventh round pick made this team?
Ooh.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I think I missed one. Never mind. It's only
Tanner,
been 2 years.
Tanner Gentry?
Balen Spector did two years ago. Otherwise, it's been like 4 or 5 years.
Sure, but like Balen Spector making the team. I mean,
right.
That's...
But no, like they made 10 picks. They made 10 picks. And that's another thing. Well, like, I didn't think they needed to add picks in any way because I don't expect all 10 of these guys to make the roster. Wouldn't it be stunning if all 10 made the roster? Maybe 8 will. I don't know. But they've never made more than 8 in a class. This is the most picks they've ever made with Brandon Bean as their GM. And like the fact that so many of them were on day 3, I did not need them to make the trade with Kansas City. How much better of a defensive tackle do you expect to get in Dwayne Carter than who you would have gotten in the middle of the fourth round? Just maybe he'll be great. Maybe he'll be better. Or maybe the guy that would have went in the middle of the fourth round will be great too. So we could pick apart, you know, the middle of their draft, I guess. And I can do that. Looking at some of the guys they picked, I'm going to trust Joe Marino at the center they took out of Georgia is a really good idea. That dude played 44 games at center for Georgia, so that pick I might like a lot. But we'll see how many make the roster. I can't believe, though, they made 9 picks after Keon Coleman and not one of them was a wide receiver.
803-0550. Tim, Scott, stick with us. Want to hear your takes on the draft, and you out there as well. How do you like it? What do you think about the Bills' draft class? The receiver class, of course, is just one guy, Keon Coleman, and now to the streets for Quintez Cephas and some other ideas. But they're a team in transition, and I feel like I want to remember that term a lot this year. What does that mean for Josh Allen? What's that mean for your 2024 Bills and trying to win the division and win a Super Bowl in this Allen window? Jeremy and Joe, more of your phone calls on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.